Chapter 11, The Structure of Trump's Magic, Part 1. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it. Roald Dahl. People keep saying the jobs will be my strength, and I think that will be. Notice that Donald cited the external validation of people and then repeated the suggestion, jobs will be my strength. Again, as we've been hitting, which people? Did they really say it? That external validation adds credibility, doesn't it? Even if it has no credibility. And also notice the future memory here. Jobs will be my strength. Creates his future memory of him as a jobs growth president. All that in one short sentence. Afterward, he quickly changed topics, allowing his idea to sink in without much time for the listener to question or criticize a statement. The clinical term for this is distraction. Once again, Trump cited a source of external validation. CNN did a poll, and I was through the roof on jobs and leadership, and a little bit less when it came to personality, he said, laughing at the latter half of the statement. Next, he threw in a non sequitur. We have to win a little bit, don't we? This tag question, meaning the question at the end of the sentence, don't we, is implemented to seed a simple message that will later sprout. If you're familiar with the film Inception, it's the same premise. A simple idea, once planted in a person's mind, can alter that person's behavior. This technique has the added benefit of anchoring the emotional state connected with laughter to the state of winning to Donald Trump. Next, Donald changed topics again, returning to a topic he had addressed earlier, the military. By circling back to a prior topic, Donald again used distraction to allow his ideas to marinate inside the audience's mind. In Ericksonian hypnosis, this is called a nested loop, and it is one of the more sophisticated techniques of influence, and a covert one at that. This shouldn't be surprising, as Donald consistently uses some of the most advanced tools of human programming. But whether Donald does this deliberately or not, whether you see how the magic tricks work or not, whether you even believe that such techniques exist or not, and if you don't, surprise, welcome to your program reality. It's readily apparent that Donald communicates in such a way as to deeply affect people. And I want to add here for a moment, I don't run through this like, Donald is a genius, look at the way he did this deliberately. Who knows what he's doing? What you do know is this. Well, it sounds like random bluster from him. Whether or not he's doing it deliberately has a deep impact in our minds. When we use things like tag questions, it makes sense, doesn't it? Think about what that does in your mind. Whether you believe it or not, doesn't it get you thinking? Do you see how adding that question just changes the nature of the sentence? Doesn't it? Repetition works exactly the same way. And so too does this notion of distraction. Like if I say to you, there is just one super special move you see from Donald over and over again. And it's like when you learn to play golf. Because when you start playing golf, all of this seems like a bit of a mystery, doesn't it? Yet as you get better at the game, it all just starts to come together, doesn't it? What was that one super special move? Oh, maybe I'll come back to that later. Or maybe I won't. But somewhere inside your mind is the idea that there's some super secret special move. And again, whether you believe these are tools or not, or whether this works or not, and whether Donald is deliberately doing it or not. What you do know is that certain ways of structuring our language and speaking stick in other people's minds and get them to respond accordingly. Like this next topic we're going to hit that I had, maybe I had seeded this earlier. Calling all Christians. We're going to protect Christianity. We're going to protect them. You notice that? Going to protect them. Okay, from what? Who says they need protecting? Who's going to protect them? Do you see how much is implied in that very, very loaded sentence? Speaking at Liberty University in Virginia, Trump uttered about 24 words to paint a vivid image that the Christian religion was besieged. If you look at what's going on around the world, if you look at Syria, or if you're Christian, they're chopping off heads. Christianity is under siege. He gestured a beheading motion as he spoke, implanting a picture and striking fear into the audience's mind. Note how this strategy differs from garden variety politicians who caught the Christian vote